It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up with Tracy Miller today. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, Cal. How's it going?
Going good. How are you?
Good. Trying to stay warm.
Excellent. Yeah, we're into it now, aren't we?
Yes, we sure are. Gotta love winter on the prairie.
It is wonderful. Loretta's Moonshine is the name of your new tune. We'll talk about that in just a second. But we talk off and on over the last, few years, I guess. Tracy, what have you been up to lately? First of all, how you doing through the pandemic? Everything good?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's just like everybody else. We're all just doing our part and trying to get through every day. That's the bottom line. So
great. And I would think that you and every other musician, since they can't play any gigs publicly, you maybe jump on the piano or you maybe writing some songs and staying creative that way, I would think. Would that be right?
Well, in my case, I would say yes and no.
Yeah.
You know, I'm finding truthfully just with things with the pandemic and my day job has been very stressful during this whole time that my head's not always in a space to have much left at the end of the day to try to be creative with anything. So I think I'm just waiting for things to plateau before I kind of feel like I'm able to get that side of me going again. Because I'm not going to lie, I'm a little tapped out just from, you know,
yeah.
Like I said, the day job keeps me in that direction, unfortunately. But I certainly take time and I, you know, play my piano and play my guitar and just do some singing at home because you just can't ever quit doing that.
Yeah.
Of course, moving forward with plugging the new album that's coming out. So lots of great things to keep me busy.
Yeah, you bet. You are not a full-time musician. Some of you are, but you're not. So, right?
No, well, I am, but I also have a full-time job, too. So it's, you know, it's like I have two full-time jobs.
Yeah.
So it keeps me off.
Exactly. Yep. For sure. Awesome. Well, let's talk about the tune called Loretta's Moonshine. Tell me about that song.
Well, you know, that song actually came about just by a fun conversation with friends. And a friend of mine named Loretta, who was telling stories about when she was a young girl was, like teenager, you know, getting into mischief and how she gotten into trouble on a time or two for stealing her dad's moonshine, you know, when she shouldn't have been. And I laughed and I made a joke and I said, oh, sure, I'll bet you were probably making your own moonshine, Loretta's moonshine. And I laughed and everybody started laughing. I said, oh, my gosh, I said, that sounds just like a song. We should write a song called Loretta's Moonshine. And, you know, just like that, the title was born for the song. And Loretta's daughter, who's a really good friend of mine, said, well, you better get it written and you can sing it next year at the barn dance, because they were having a big barn dance for a milestone birthday. And so I actually did start writing it, but I put it on the shelf and kind of picked out a little bit here and a little bit there. And then literally the day of the birthday, I actually thought they'd have forgotten about it, but they didn't. So the morning of the birthday party or the birthday dance, we're sitting out in the yard having breakfast, and my friend says, so are you going to sing Loretta's Moonshine tonight? And I'm like, uh-oh. So I thought I better keep my promise. So I literally got a pad of paper and a pen, and I just started writing, and I finished it. And that afternoon when we did sound check, I, you know, wrote the charts up for the band and said, this is how it goes. This is how fast. And we ran it in sound check once, and we played it that night for everybody, and it was a hit. Everybody loved it. That's the birth of Loretta's Moonshine. So.
That's a great story. Throw it at those guys in your band, and boom, they just take off with it.
Yeah, and so that's how it came to be. And then, you know, we had so much fun in the barn at that dance. I thought, you know what? It would just be super fun just once in my life to actually do a, you know, professionally produced music video.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that, and we actually shot the video in the barn where I first sang the song, and drank Loretta's Moonshine. All my girlfriends got together and made this old homemade recipe of rhubarb, a rhubarb type of liqueur, and we used that as Loretta's Moonshine in the video. And everybody loved it, and the video was just an absolute hoot. It's really kind of what went on the night that Loretta's Moonshine first was sang, and it's just one thing after another.
That's great. So is it part of the new album that you're working on then, or?
It is. Actually, the album is finished. It's an EP of six songs, and Loretta's Moonshine is on that album. And I do have hard copies of the CD. Actually, people are getting a hold of me through my Facebook, you know, and Instagram, sending me messages asking for hard copies of the CD. So I certainly mail them out to people, and you know, I love it when people still want those physical copies of an album.
So. Yeah, I do too. I like holding it, and actually, I read the liner notes and all of that. So that's part of my thing. And I would imagine that if when we get out of COVID together and you start playing live in front of an audience, you're selling merch by the side of the stage too, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And I just love that part of really that part of performing is being able to connect with people afterwards. And I'd say that's what I miss the most. I mean, I love getting up on stage and playing with my band. It just brings you so much joy. But being able to connect with people who actually take time out of their day to come listen to you and, you know, support you is really what makes us do or allows us to do what we do, right?
Yeah. Yep. So true. So true, Tracy. What's the best way to get a hold of you on social media then? How do we do that?
My website is tracymiller.ca, and the links, actually, that's probably the easiest way to find me, is just go to my website, and all the links to all my social media are on my website as well. So, and the video for Loretta's Moonshine link is on my website, and soon to be a link to actually buy Loretta's Moonshine, because that's coming too.
I was going to say, that's probably the next step, right?
It is. Actually, it's in the process. I went into business with a local distillery here out in Camrose and the Back 40 Distillery, and took them the recipe and we tweaked it a bit. Yeah.
That's awesome, Tracy. Fantastic. Well, thanks for the chat today. Good luck with everything going on with you, and we'll talk again for sure.
All right. Thanks so much, Cal. Have a great day.
Tracy Miller on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.